Habla usted Spanglish?
Claire Torres.
Cantito sufre de writer's block. Era ya in early December when Canutito found himself todo solo en la casa. His grandpito and his gramita had gone to do their Christmas shopping allá en el Walmart. El television estaba todo quebrado, and he was sitting at home just bored to pieces. As he leafed through the pages of some lame magazine, he suddenly got una buena idea. Why don't I write a story myself? He asked. Yo siempre he querido ser un writer. I bet I could write a romance with a northern New Mexico setting. He looked around for a piece of paper, and he sat down in la mesa to write. Primero, the plot of the story just wouldn't come, pero suddenly comenzó a escribir. The ideas just seemed to flow out of his pen. Once upon a time, he began, había un hombre muy handsome who liked this mujer bonita who lived down by the Trochil. Un día, when he was going to feed his marranos at the pig pen, he caught a glimpse of her coming back, carrying an empty water dish. She was still in el patio, just raking out el estropajo and trying to kill a cucaracha that was crawling por el suelo. Ay. Canutito got stuck. He had started to write, pero suddenly agarró writer's block, just as he had introduced his characters. Se puso a pensar, what can I have my characters do now? He picked up his pen again. Let's see now. El hombre handsome walked up to la mujer bonita and he introduced himself. Primero, she turned away from him, tossing her cabeza and holding her nariz en el aire. He was half tempted to grab her by el cabello and drag her across la leña, scattering palitos all over the place. Pero then he thought that she probably wouldn't react well, so he just asked her if she would like to go feed the pollitos with him. Ah, this is lame, exclaimed Canutito to himself. Who said writing is easy? I don't feel no pasión for my characters. I'm sure that even the teacher would give me una F on what I've written so far. Ay, let me see if I can pick up the action a little. He picked up his pen again. El hombre handsome asked la mujer bonita if maybe she wanted to go for a ride on his four-wheeler. Pero the lady had never been on a four-wheeler before, and so she was just a little nervous. El hombre handsome thought of driving her down by the río and picking hierba buena, or perhaps she wanted to go and ir a quebrar el hielo en la acequia so that the vacas could drink water. What woman would want to go break up the ice in the ditch just so that the cows could drink water? Canutito asked himself out loud as he put down the pen for yet another time. Maybe si la mujer bonita se da cuenta that the man is handsome, maybe she'll make the first move. He picked up his pen again. The pretty lady noticed que el hombre was more de handsome. He was strong, and he didn't even have a big old panza like her dad, or el fundio aguao like her grandpo. His fingernails weren't too dirty whenever he would rascarse la cabeza, or pick a stray piojo from his head. Ay, Dios. Wait a minute, Canutito paused again. What woman would date a man who has piojos en la cabeza? Maybe she would go out with him if he had a lot of land on El Salto Road. He picked up the pen to make one more attempt at escribiendo un romance. El hombre que estaba todo handsome looked at la mujer que estaba toda snack and told her that if she would marry him, that their niños would be muy bonitos and that they could live en un terrenito también. She thought about it and asked herself, what is dinero or property when you have your health? She rushed into his meros brazos and planted a big old beso muah, right on his trompa, and she didn't even catch a cold from him. The end. Canutito got up from the table slowly, disgusted with himself, porque no era any kind of a writer. He had about as much of imagination as un cacahuate. Maybe, he thought, I should stay in school and put attention to what la maestra is saying. When his grandpito and his gramita returned from el Walmart, they found Canutito busy studying sus ABCs y sus 1-2-3s. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, Wedo bye, or hablamos de Spanish.